I'm Are You My Mummy. This is August 13th, and these are the Dog Days of Podcasting. Tonight's pairing is Jericho Hill by Crown Heads, Plum Brandy, and Whiskey and Sour. I know it's unusual to have two different drinks for the show. That came about because I picked out the cigar first and kind of had a feeling that it would hold up pretty well with the brandy, which I've been waiting to try. So I grabbed the brandy, and as I was getting ready to start recording, I realized I drank probably 3 pints of water while I was doing that because I was out gardening all day and just need to rehydrate. So the whiskey sour is supposed to be the happy medium between guzzling the water and having tiny little sips of brandy. We'll see how that works out. The Jericho Hill is a 6x52 box press stick. So again, that means it's 6 inches long and it's 52/64, boy that's hard to say, of an inch around. So it's pretty good size around, let's say that. Box press means that instead of it being completely round, the four sides are slightly flattened to give it a sort of a rectangular profile. Not actually sure if it's called box press because it looks like a box when it's done, or because they've pressed them into the cigar box and that's what flattens the ends or the edges. I kind of think it's the second, but I don't know that. Personally, I do like box press cigars. It's just a variation of how it feels in your hand when you draw. Could also be that some of the cigars with my favorite flavors happen to come in that style. So I'm going to take a little detour here, because aside from just telling you what I taste every night, I'm hoping to slip in a little bit of basic information for people that aren't at all familiar with cigars. And to that end, we'll start with cutting. It's one of the first steps. So most premium cigars, or you might say proper cigars, come with a cap that's closed cover of tobacco across the top or the head of the stick. And cutting just means making a hole or a break in the tops that you can draw the air and the smoke through. There's lots of different kinds, and I'm hoping to go into a couple of different ones later on, but tonight we're just going to go into the one I'm using today, which is a V-cut. And it's just like you would expect from the name. It's a V-shaped sort of wedge of tobacco that you take out that you can draw the smoke through. Well, I chose this type of cut today because of the box press shape of tonight's cigar. The V cut works pretty well. The box press, because a flat or straight cut can sometimes take too much off and create problems. The reason that it comes with a cap and then you put a hole in the cap is the cap sort of seals up the end of the cigar. All the tobacco leaves are arranged so that the smoke goes through from one end to the other, and the cap covers that off, so then you can make your own little hole and all the smoke is directed just through that hole and doesn't just come gushing out all over the place. Again, with the V cut on the box press, you've got a little bit more control over placing it just in the spot that you want, or making it only as large as you want instead of just sort of chopping the whole end off. Now, what does it taste like? The whiskey sour is pretty good. Tonight's version has a bit more emphasis on the sour than the whiskey, which is nice and refreshing on a day that's been kind of dominated by weeding and sunshine. The brandy actually starts out like kind of high-proof moonshine. It settles down and gets a little bit more mellow in the finish, but it's nowhere near as mellow as the Jericho Hill. This is one of the nicest cigars that I've had on the show. That is, of course, my opinion, but there's no point in me giving you somebody else's opinion. You can find those for yourself. It has good construction, nice even burn. It has fantastic draw and beautifully mellow taste. It has lots of silky smoke, which isn't always the case. Sometimes they feel thick and heavy. I've even heard people use the term gritty. Never quite had anything that I would call gritty, but I can see what they mean. So now that I've once again buried the lead and not actually started talking about the taste, I'll give it a try. Even though part of the reason I always bury that lead and don't talk too much about the taste, because I'm not that great at describing them. But here goes. It's got an oily sensation on the lips. Lots of woody and nutty tastes. It's something subtle, like maybe pine nuts, something like that. So I'm just going to go with woody, nutty, a little bit of an oily texture for now. I'm going to go ahead and smoke some more of it, and I'm going to come back in a few minutes and see if I can come up with any more solid descriptors. Okay, so I'm back. My last tasting notes were from the first part, and I'm now just a little bit past the halfway, and it's getting a bit more fragrant. So it's sort of a subtle kind of a floral when you first draw the smoke in, and then it turns into a sort of a spice flavor as you hold the smoke in your mouth. Both of these tastes are pretty subtle and very fleeting. You just get a little hint of them at the very beginning, but the main taste go back to that nuttiness that I was talking about before, with a lot more earthiness that's come in as the main taste. I'm really enjoying the cigar, and I could probably go on and on for quite a while, but I've already gone on way too long for tonight's show, so I'm going to finish it here and say I'll see you tomorrow, when I might have something new, because my local cigar store, they're having their customer appreciation day starting tomorrow. So I'll probably stop in there and see if they have something interesting or exciting, and we might get to talk about that, if not tomorrow, probably in the next few days. Talk to you then.